Nearly 150 years ago, Wyoming was the first place in the country to grant women the right to vote. The question is, has that done any good for women in the state? In a new series on women in Western politics, Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard reports the answer might be no.
Back in June, Wyoming Governor Matt Mead signed an executive order to organize a celebration of the 150th anniversary of women getting the right to vote in Wyoming.
Wyoming Women's Suffrage Celebration. Whereas Wyoming has a distinctive history with respect to women's suffrage, to wit, at the end of their session in 1869, the Wyoming Territorial Legislature granted female suffrage, the first government in the world to do so under an unconditional and general franchise.
Wyoming was ahead of its time, giving women the vote in 1869. But there are conflicting accounts as to why Wyoming was a trailblazer.
Well, when you look at the context of the time, there were other territories besides Wyoming territory that were looking to try this.
That's historian Rick Ewig. Those other territories, Washington and Nebraska, failed. He says Wyoming succeeded because certainly there were people who believed in women's rights. But more importantly, many people thought this would improve Wyoming's chances of becoming a state.
Let's advertise Wyoming and let people know around the country that women could now vote in Wyoming, the first place that they would have full suffrage. And so that would be a very important draw, some people thought.
So did it work?
Not really.
It would be more than 20 years before Wyoming got the numbers to become a state. Ewig says there was also a little-known political reason for voting on suffrage. He says it was a way for an all-Democratic legislature to embarrass its Republican governor.
They would pass the bill, stand up for women's rights, and then he would probably veto it. And that would make the Democrats look even better.
The governor didn't veto it, and women were granted the right to vote. The state went on to have more firsts for gender equality. The first woman to cast a vote, the first woman justice of the peace, and the first woman governor. Eventually, the first stopped. But Ewig says the idea lived on.
We can go back to 1869 and feel good about being the first territory, and then in 1890, the first state. But overall, when you look at today, the firsts may make us feel better, but they certainly haven't proven to be reasons for us to continue to be the first in other areas of equal rights.
For example, the gender wage gap in Wyoming is the second largest in the country, and it will be decades before that gap is closed. The equality state also has the nation's lowest representation of women in state politics. As for that last piece, recently some groups are making an effort to improve women's representation in politics in the state. Leap into Leadership is a conference organized by the Wyoming Women's Legislative Caucus that promotes women in the legislature and leadership development. At that event in February, Bernadine Kraft, the only woman senator in the state, said it's a shame the equality state doesn't have more female representation.
We all bring different things to the table. We all have different talents, skills, abilities, and when there's only one woman, there are a lot of voices that are being silenced.
And she said more needs to be done.
Change does come slowly. I had an interesting little statistic here that said that if we were going to increase the number of women in the legislature at the rate we're currently going, it'll take us 300 years.
Both Kraft and State Representative Ruth Ann Petroff said the way to change is partly through better recruitment.
I don't know who takes it on, but a group of mentors in each community that is actively working to recruit people to be interested in these offices.
Petroff and Kraft are both stepping down from office this year, but it seems better recruitment may already be paying off. More women are running to take their place. In 2014's primaries, 27 women ran for the legislature. This year, there were 40. But will voters support them? We'll hear more about those challenges in coming weeks. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.